This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Welcome to the official Raiders podcast. I'm your host, JT. Great to talk to you again after what was a short off season as the Silver and Black get ready for the upcoming 2016 season. Our guest today will be the general manager of the Silver and Black, Reggie McKenzie, and we'll go over free agency, obviously the draft, and the goals for the Raiders for this upcoming season. Looking forward to the podcast again this year. We'll have bigger celebrity guests, coaches, insiders from all over the country, and we'll bring you the information you can only get right here at Raiders.com. Remember, you can download the podcast via iTunes or check it out via Twitter and the Raiders Facebook page. Before we get to Reggie McKenzie, just want to talk about the schedule coming up. The preseason schedule, as you know, was announced. The Raiders will open up with an away game against the Arizona Cardinals. They'll also play away at Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. That game is Thursday, August 18th. The Raiders have a nationally televised preseason game against the Tennessee Titans. That's a third game. That's a home game, 5 o'clock on Saturday, August 27th on CBS. And then the last preseason game will be a home game. Good not to go to Seattle, but to have Pete Carroll and the Seahawks come to the Coliseum. That fourth game is 7 o'clock Thursday, September 1st. Looking at the schedule, this is a monster this year. It's great for the fans, and we'll talk about the team and the matchup along the way. But the Raiders open up on the road at New Orleans on September 11th. That is one of the toughest places to play, period, in football. And you know, New Orleans is down, so you think that that's a game that the Raiders should win. But of course, it's one of the toughest venues in all of football. And we'll get into that later on this season with the podcast with these early starts. That's a 10 o'clock start for Pacific Time fans, an early game as the Raiders play at the Saints. The home opener is September 18th against the Atlanta Falcons. And then the Raiders go out on the road again at the Titans and at the Ravens. And what I find interesting there also, three out of the first four games for the Raiders on the road. That's the first quarter of the season, and no excuse for the Raiders this year. They're better. They're much improved, coming off a 7-win season last year. If they're going to make the playoffs this year, they've got to open up that first quarter of the season ready to pounce, and it's going to be tough with three games on the road. The Chargers are at home on October 9th, followed by Kansas City on the 16th, and then the Raiders invade Florida with games back-to-back at Jacksonville and against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before a nationally televised game on November 6th at home against the Denver Broncos. The bye week this year is in Week 10, and then November 21st, Monday Night Football in Mexico City. I hope you got a chance over here at Raiders.com to see what happened on draft day and the Raider rally that was recently in Mexico City. Let me tell you something. Mexico City is ready for the Silver and Black. I saw the crowds in London a couple of years ago. Wait till you see all the Raider fans that'll be at Azteca Stadium for that game. Maybe the Raiders' toughest game of the year is the Panthers, the NFC champs, come to Oakland on November 27th. Right after that, the Buffalo Bills. And then on the road at the Chiefs on December 8th and at the Chargers December 18th before the Raiders on Christmas Eve get the Indianapolis Colts in the last game of the year. Interesting. The Super Bowl champs on the road January 1st as the Raiders take on Denver. Talk about a rivalry game and hopefully the playoffs already set, or a game that will set the playoffs for the Raiders this year. Expectations are tremendously high. The fans that I've seen in the offseason are excited about this upcoming season. We can't wait to see you up in Napa for training camp and all other great Raider functions along the way. Keep it right here to the Raiders official podcast and Raiders.com for all the important dates coming up. Now joining us on the official Raiders podcast, the GM of the Silver and Black, Reggie McKenzie. First off, Reggie, it was good to see you at Fred Biletnikoff's event last week, and you finally get to come up for air a little bit. You've been the busiest guy in the Raider Nation the last few months.
It's always good to hang out with Freddie B and all the old dogs. It's been a good off season. We've been able to accomplish some of the things that we want. Now it's time to try to put it into play and get these guys working, get on the same page.
Well, Reggie, that's where I want to begin. I want to start with the offseason, and I want to get going on an important date, March 10th, where you sign three unrestricted free agents. We'll start with KO up front on the offensive line before Sean Smith and Bruce Irvin. When you knew that you wanted to shore up that offensive line with a player like Asamoah, who was so dominant and physical and can play multiple positions, tell us how you targeted him, why you wanted him so badly, and how quickly you were able to close him on coming to Oakland.
Well, number one, to get a player like that, reach free agency, which they sometimes do, we made sure we had the evaluations on him. Everybody's on the same page. And trying to acquire him. So it was a no-brainer. The key was, let's go after him and let's see if he'll come. And he took to the interest very well, and he jumped right on board. And that was very pleasing to see and to be a part of, because once you get a player like that to join your group, it does nothing but enhance it and make it better. His versatility alone makes it good for our offensive line.
It seems like it's a domino effect. Would that be fair, Reggie? When you can get someone that big who's so highly coveted, the players who are available in free agency take notice of that quickly. So that was a big victory for you and your staff.
Yes, it was. It really was. And that's how it is. Once you get at this point, players talk. They want to be a part of something. And when they see things moving in the right direction, they want to be a part of it. And then they talk to each other. And so it was great to see. And it was great to be a part of that, just see how that unfolded. And, they talk to each other and they recruit each other and they try to band together and come together and be a part of Raider Nation. So that was good to see.
Well, the next two guys we'll talk about are thrilled to be a part of it. They're all over social media. They were all fired up, Bruce Irvin and Sean Smith. Let's start with Bruce and the connection through Ken Norton Jr. from his days up in Seattle, Jack Del Rio, a former linebacker, and how important it was to get a guy who's played in big games, who has an edge to him, to be another pass rusher for your staff.
Well, anytime you can add the skill set that he brings, he won't do anything but help. He can do multiple things. He can, he can play linebacker and play rush in. He has the size and speed of an edge guy that you're looking for. So, the key was, you get a guy like Ken Norton, who the guy trusted, the guy understood, and they knew each other. So that was a big time coup for us. In the recruiting process, so it was really good to see how that all came about. When you have a situation like that, and you can go right to the source, and he can ask a guy that he's known since he's been in the league questions that he probably wouldn't ask from another team. So that was good. We got good information. So the intel was good there.
Yeah,
for him to join ship and try to get others to join with him, that was great.
Yeah, let's run over to Sean Smith and how that changed everything. To get a cornerback who's played in this league as a starter, no secret that you wanted to shore up the back end of that secondary with safety and cornerback, which we'll get to. What does he bring to the table as a guy with an edge to him? You can pencil him in as a starter. You know that he's played against some of the best wide receivers in this league and has had success. And there's another guy in Sean Smith who wants to be a Raider.
Oh, yeah, that's all part of it. When you get guys who really want to be a Raider, I mean, that's half the battle, Shoot. Once they let us know that, and then we can start zero in on getting a guy here. And that's the way it was with Sean. So we get a chance to get a guy not only who knows the division, but he fits our prototype of what we're looking for and how we want to play corners, you know, big and physical and got a good feel for the game. That was a good get for the Oakland Raiders.
Reggie McKenzie joins us, the GM of the Silver and Black. This is the official Raiders podcast. I know it was important for you on March 15th to re-sign wide receiver Andre Holmes, who you had success with as an undrafted free agent. Talk about your relationship with him and the fact that you were able to keep him in-house as other teams coveted him at the wide receiver position.
Well, I think Andre being here and his relationship with the other players, including Derek Carr, he sees where this team is headed, and he wanted to be a part of it. And that's all on Andre. You know, he could have gone somewhere else, but he just really wanted to be a part of this. You know, he's a good special teams player, you know, so he brings a lot to the table, you know, with his skill set and size and his play. So we was happy to get him back here, and he's such a great dude, so he gets along with everybody. I mean, that was a no-brainer to bring him back, and I'm just glad he wanted to continue to be a part of it.
Was it a no-brainer, or was it more difficult with Donald Penn? Because we know Donald always wanted to be a member of the Raiders, but had an opportunity maybe to go somewhere else in free agency.
Yeah.
When you look at Donald, mm-hmm. I mean, did that get to a point where you were nervous about losing him?
No, because to be honest with you, he's always stated to me that he wanted to be a Raider. So it just came down to economics there. So it was never him really wanting to leave and go out of here and us not wanting him. That was never the case. It was all about Donald and the economics part of the getting him back here. So which always throws a monkey wrench into a lot of things. But once we were through that, it was great, and he was good, and Raider Nation was excited. So it was, to get a player like Don Penn into the fold was huge.
I know a lot of fans are interested because it took a couple weeks on April 7th to sign unrestricted free agent Reggie Nelson, the safety. How did that process go about? Clearly someone you were interested in, a little bit of a tougher negotiation, and once he was in, another guy with explosive playability that shores up the back end of your defense.
Yeah, you know, Reg is he's such an instinctive, veteran, savvy type player. And once it was determined that it seemed more and more like he was willing to part ways with Cincinnati, that's when he became very intriguing for us. And the economics part of it worked out, and we were excited to get him to come on board. And he's a good football player. Had a lot of production. He's going to fit very well with our defensive group.
Reggie McKenzie joins us. Reggie, you're building a reputation of a GM who spends money wisely, and you don't get into bad contracts with anyone. With Bruce Irvin, I think that was a huge hit, along with Reggie, who you just mentioned, because the perception around the league now is that players want to come to the Raiders, where maybe a few years ago, some aging players before you took over were coming at the end of his career. What has that perception change been like for you in this process now when you pick up the phone and you're hearing from some of these guys that they want to be here before you even offer them a contract?
Well, number one is, I think that's a tribute to not only the coaching staff, you know, the scouting departments, but it's a tribute to the Raider Nation. You know, they see the games on Sunday, see how the fans are fired up about this team. You know, and what we're doing here organizationally within these grounds here in Alameda is building a a new performance center and redoing our fields. And I mean, it's a lot of positivity that's going on around here in Raider Nation. And it's we're not alone in getting this thing turned around. I think everybody has a hand in this, and that's what makes it great. It makes it all worthwhile when you see everybody lending a hand to help out, and players see it. You know, that's when you notice they can see it from the outside. You know, and then number two, players and coaches and scouts, we all talk. You know, the fraternity within the NFL is really small, and so when word of mouth get around, it spreads quickly, and it's been really positive about the Oakland Raiders. So that's why it's been so good and nice to kind of see how it's turned since when I first arrived here in 2012.
Nicely said. Before we get to the draft quickly, I wanted to just to mention and get your comments on the offensive line again with depth. When you brought in Rodney Hudson the year before, a Pro Bowler, we just mentioned KO. Mm-hmm. Donald Penn comes back. The development of Gabe Jackson has been amazing. Feliciano's there. But when you look at the right tackle position, Howard coming off an injury, Menelik coming off an injury, talk about the depth overall on the offensive line, how happy you are with it, and what your goals are for the right tackle position.
Well, the injuries and the rehab with Austin and Menelik is going well. So we don't see any future issues down the road. But we also have in our backup plans, we had Mike McCants, who's been here in the past few years, has been a backup for us and played for us. You know, we got a draft pick with all Alexander, that we feel real good about. It can be a quality backup. You know, we feel like we have some depth. You know, the hope is to push Howard and Watson along slowly, and they'll be ready to roll come training camp. If not, latter part of OTAs here this summer. So it's going well. And if it get to a point where, you know, like it always does during the training camp and preseason, if we get injuries, we just got to pick up the pieces and find the next man standing, you know. But right now, we feel pretty good about the depth that we have.
Great. Reggie McKenzie's our guest as we wrap up the official Raiders podcast. Let's move to the draft with Carl Joseph, the safety out of West Virginia. As soon as the pick was made, everyone said, just look at this highlight package. Wait till you see him. You saw it before anybody. You had him targeted. Talk about the fierce hitter that he is. He's coming off an injury also. But why was he your go-to guy at number 14 overall?
I'll tell you what, when all you got to do is just watch the guy play. You sit there and you meet with him. You talk to teammates. You talk to his coaches. I mean, everything is glowing when you talk about this kid. And he is a really, really impactful football player. And you notice that right off the bat. Great leader and a great person. So he was hands down easy pick. When our doctors cleared the ACL's rehab has gone really good, so he'll be ready to go. And you know, we see nothing but great things coming from him. Now when you're able to watch him play, everybody talk about the hitter. I mean, he's more than just that. I mean, he has the ball skills. He can cover from sideline to sideline. He's really instinctive. So he's not a one-dimensional, you know, player like just a just a banger. He's more than that. Definitely more than that.
Hey, Reggie, I think that's a good time to pause for a second and talk about the doctors and the medical staff. Not only do you count on your scouts all over the country, but your doctors play a big role in training staff, knowing that a player is ready to go and the rehab's going well and it's worthy to go up and take him in the first round.
Oh, no question. You know, if they would have told us otherwise, we wouldn't have went there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that simple. And it's we spend a lot of time, you know, dealing with players and their injuries, or the rehab, and they overseeing all the MRIs and X-rays and all the rehab numbers. I mean, if we can't get a read on a player, his ability to be able to play for us, we won't go that route. Mm-hmm. We'll move on to the next player. So. It's a process, not only scouting, but the medical part of it is huge.
Let's move on to two defensive players right after that. Ward, the defensive lineman from Illinois, and Calhoun, the linebacker from Michigan State, and how they fit in to the scheme and especially the rotation process that Coach Del Rio likes to have with fresh legs, rotating in defensive linemen and linebackers who can play sideline to sideline.
Yeah, and those guys play that way. And the key with both those guys, they're more than just one-dimensional players. They can play multiple positions. So hopefully the coaches will, you know, put them at various spots and let them rotate in there and find out the best way they can be used and to get the production we need. But that's the key, the versatility, and the way they play, you know, fast and with great effort.
Were you surprised by the reaction, good, bad, or indifferent, on going up and getting a quarterback in Connor Cook? What was that process like? Obviously, to have a backup for Carr, a guy who can compete, but a lot of people didn't see that coming, NFL insiders and Raider fans. How did that come about?
Well, that just came about because, you know, when you're looking at our board, he's sitting up there, you know, just staring you in the face, and it's like, you know, let's try to make a move. You know, you got a situation where we feel like we got some good quarterback competition there, you know, and you know, I think it's much better to have three proven players than two, you know, as the way it went down in the league last year alone, how a lot of quarterbacks went down. So, you know, this is just an opportunity for us to solidify the position and what a good player.
Yeah,
so we actively went about trying to acquire him, and it worked out.
One last player, DeAndre Washington. I think this is critical to have more variation in the backfield at the running back position with Latavius. What type of decision was that in your war room to get a running back? I know everybody likes him a lot. He's a guy who has explosive ability, played in big games at Texas Tech. Talk about that process of seeing him on the board, what the decision process was, and what you expect from him.
Well, I'll tell you what, we really liked DeAndre Washington, I mean, from the start. And to get him, we felt like it was a great acquisition. We were really excited to get him. And just like you said, he brings something different to the to our offense. Mm-hmm. And he's going to help, you know, be a complement within our offense. So, you know, that being said, I think we're waiting to see some good things from him this upcoming season. And even with the other two guys, you know, with Corey James and Bradal Alexander, I think they provide great depth, and those are two quality football players. So we were really excited to get those guys towards the end of the draft.
Outstanding. Reggie, as we wrap this up, what's next for you? We're in early May. What's on your calendar in regards to player evaluation? What's next for you after this busy offseason that we covered in free agency and the draft?
Well, number one, we're going to try to get these guys, the rookies in next week and see how they perform, you know. See how they look in the Raider uniform. We signed quite a few free agents, rookie free agents, and we're going to get them all here next week and see what these new Raiders look like. And so that evaluation will continue along with the evaluation of the veterans we have during OTAs and the mini camps. So that's what we're doing now. So it's nonstop until we break this summer when all the players head off for a little break before training camp.
Great. Reggie, last question. What message do you have to the global Raider Nation, the fans that you get a chance to interact with and are listening on the Official Raiders podcast?
Well, number one, we appreciate all the energy that you bring in, the positivity that you bring in. The players feed off that, the coaches feed off that, the entire organization feed off of it. And I really appreciate it personally. And we're looking for big things going into this season. And our goal is to win this division and get into the playoffs. And that's where we're headed. And we call that'll be the second season. So we want to get into the second season and come out on top. And we're chasing the trophy. But before we do that, we want to chase this division and dominate this division.
Reggie, we greatly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you down the road.
All right. Thanks, JT. Appreciate it.
So that was great catching up with Reggie McKenzie, Raider Nation. I hope you enjoyed that. We went in-depth on the draft and especially his goals and what they tried to accomplish in free agency. The takeaway for me is Reggie's spending money wisely. He's not blowing up the cap. There's still money left, and he's building long-term. And these contracts are smart, and he's building around the four Pro Bowlers that he's drafted in the past, Latavius, Carr, Mack, and Amari Cooper, the foundation is set for the Raider Nation going forward on the field. Hopefully these draft picks live up to expectations, and the free agents that are coming in really are going to have an impact. Keep it here to Raiders.com, and thanks for joining us on the Official Raiders podcast on iTunes. Please send out this podcast to your friends in the Raider Nation via Twitter at Raiders or via Facebook at Raiders, and join us next time on the Official Raiders podcast.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the Official Podcast of the Oakland Raiders.